So again, we're going to discuss on the tenets, you know, how many different kind of tenets there are, what are they, and what is the purpose of studying about them, and so forth. So, so we're going to study, you know, about the tenets, you know, from where we stopped last time. So there are many different kind of religions or beliefs in this world, and all these, you know, different religions, you know, can also call as a tenets. And even among the Buddhism, you know, there are four different tenets, you know, which came about because of having different thoughts among the students, you know, who received the teaching from Buddha. So how did these four different tenets of the Buddhism came about? Is during Buddha's first training of the rule of Dharma, because of one word that Buddha said, you know, the disciples, you know, commentated in different ways, you know, according to their understanding. And whatever they understood and whatever they commented, you know, they said that is the truth and others are not. You know, so because of that, there came four different thoughts or four different tenets.
So
the four different tenets or four different thoughts, you know, comes you know, because of the view, in terms of the view, not, you know, from the point of the view of conduct, and so only from the point of view or the view. So in terms of the conduct, you know, and having to generate like renunciation, be free from the cycle existent, generate bodhicitta, you know, as a Mahayana practitioners and so forth. So those are all, you know, same. In terms of the conduct, there's no contradictory. The difference, you know, comes only in the view. And then even in the view, and the view of the selflessness of the person, and below the Prasangika Madhyamika school, they all believe that the person, you know, who is empty of self-sufficient and substantially existent, you know, is the subtle selflessness of the person. And, but the Prasangika Madhyamika, you know, says that that is not the subtle. You know, the subtle, the selflessness of the person is the person empty of inherent existence, or person empty of in, you know, empty of existing, you know, from its own characteristics. And so that is the subtle, you know, selflessness of the person.
Mm.
So among these four different tenets, you know, the Bible Shikha, Sautantrika, Chitta Matrin, and Madhyamika, we have already gone through the discussion on the Bible Shikha, and we are on the second, which is the Sautantrika. And even in the Sautantrika, we have already you know, completed about two you know, points or two sections.
While
having this perfect and rebirth, you know, we should think of you know, using it in a good way to have, you know, benefits for ourselves, you know, and for that, so we, you know, do different, we engage in different things. And so, in our case, you know, right now we have the perfect human rebirth. So we, we should think about the future lives. You know, future lives, just to have a perfect human rebirth, like, you know, like we have now. You know, the life after this, and then life after that, and even the life after that life. You know, to have perfect human rebirth, just like we have now. The human rebirth that we have now, you know, depending on which we can do so many things, you know, didn't come without cause and condition. You know, it came by depending on the cause and condition. So what kind of causes did we create, you know, to have this kind of perfect human rebirth in this life? You know, it's in during our past life, the being in our past life practiced the morality, you know, practiced observing the morality of abandoning ten and virtuous action. So through doing that practice, as a result of that, you know, we achieved perfect human rebirth now.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the potential of the karma that was created by our past life, you know, comes to the end, and at that time, you know, we'll die. So because the karma, the potential of the karma is exhausted, and so there will be no more life, you know, to live on. And so that's when we die.
And
so at that time, the mind and the body will separate. And when the mind body separates, the body will be left behind, you know, which will be known as a corpse. But the mind will continue, you know, to the next life. You know, we have to take another kind of rebirth again. And so if we want to, you know, we want to have a good rebirth, you know, a good and a rebirth, you know, of a human or a god in the future life, then from now on we should create the cause, you know, to have such kind of rebirth.
Oh yeah.
And in order to accumulate the cause to have a good rebirth in the future, you know, we have to know, you know, how to create those causes. So to know how to create, we have to learn and study, you know, how to create and to how to create those causes.
Mm-hmm.
And And for that, you know, we have to study, you know, the Buddhism, you know, which teaches how to abandon the non-virtues and how to negative actions and how to you know, practice or cultivate the virtuous actions.
근데 이제 남바상지비 취 냠메지야 돼. 딩 사보요레. 사보요에 자치 로치니다. 내가 지금 냠메지야 제가 잠지 여러 친구도 토야다. 근데 메와레스. 근데 이제 뭐로가 진짜 제안이야. 아 처음부터 상상하고 그게 너 안에 줄 대로 제안하고 드리잖아. 아니 아니 소설 듣고 전부 자그래. 근데 제주가 말했어.
So therefore, you know, Buddhism, you know, is it's a very profound and has a great meaning, you know, for practicing it, and also it takes a long time to.